This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The pristine and protected Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex in north central and northwest Montana has been affected by U.S. Forest Service layoffs. At least 360 U.S. Forest Service positions in Montana are being eliminated by the Trump administration, impacting not only the agency, but also other organizations that work directly with the Forest Service, including the Bob Marshall Wilderness Foundation. The Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex extends north of Helena and Lincoln all the way to Glacier National Park in far northwest Montana. The Bob Marshall includes the Great Bear, Bob Marshall, and Scapegoat Wilderness areas, encompassing more than 1.5 million acres in Montana. It's the third largest wilderness complex in the lower 48. The wilderness areas are managed by three national forests, the Flathead, Helena, Lewis and Clark, and Lolo National Forests, and five ranger districts, Spotted Bear, Hungry Horse, Lincoln, Rocky Mountain, and Sealy Lake Ranger Districts. The Flathead National Forest manages the largest part of the wilderness complex. The Bob Marshall Wilderness Foundation helps the Forest Service maintain the wilderness through organizing volunteers to help with trail maintenance, campsite restoration, and other habitat restoration projects, relying on the Forest Service for guidance. With layoffs at all five ranger districts that manage the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex, especially impacting trail maintenance crews, the foundation now must reorganize its priorities. Clifford Kipp with the Bob Marshall Wilderness Foundation said, "We need folks at the district level to help us guide our work, and so depending on the positions that are lost, we may or may not be able to scale up as much as we would like to. Volunteers will never fill the gap for the skilled professional trail workers or land stewards that were employed by the agency." Kipp says, "If there are no longer trail crews, or trail crews are not spending as much time on the trail system, then maybe more mainline trails will require help from volunteers." The layoffs of Forest Service employees imperils the wilderness areas. Kipp explains, "I think that there might be a misconception that, like, that's free. It's not. In order to deliver volunteers in the field and do the work that we aim to do, there's a cost associated with that, as a cost to hire the crew leaders and put them through training and make sure they're all geared up. Over half of the foundation's anticipated funding is frozen, and with the uncertainty of the Forest Service's resources, the foundation has postponed the release of their summer volunteer schedule, holding roughly 40 volunteer projects in limbo." The Bob Marshall Foundation is restructuring and adapting to continue their efforts maintaining the Bob. For details on the Foundation's trail maintenance and habitat restoration projects, there's more information online at bmwf.org. In January 1992, a shipping mishap turned into an unexpected scientific breakthrough when the cargo ship Ever Laurel lost a container carrying 29,000 plastic toys, mostly rubber ducks, into the Pacific Ocean. Months later, these tiny travelers began washing up on Alaska's shores, more than 2,030 miles from where they were lost. It was a unique ocean experiment. Oceanographers tracked the ducks' movements, using them as floating markers to study ocean currents and how objects disperse at sea. The rubber ducks traveled across the world. Some of the adventurous toys traveled astonishing distances, with reports of them reaching Europe years later, providing valuable insights into oceanic currents and flow patterns. What started as an accident became a groundbreaking study, proving that even a lost rubber duck can help unlock the mysteries of the ocean. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.